This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard along with anchor man Paul Rasmussen. The first day of school, Pittsburgh Public Schools. Dr. Wayne Walters is the superintendent and joins us. Doctor, good morning. Hope you had a great summer.
I did. Thank you, Larry. Good morning.
This is obviously a big day, a lot of emotion, high anxiety in some cases, and a lot of excitement, too. What's your message for the new school year?
Our message for this new school year is students first, always and always. I mean, today is an incredibly energizing first day of school. Our classrooms and hallways are alive with anticipation, energy, and hope. And we're building on some momentum that we had in our Summer Leadership Academy, where the theme was leading with joy and learning with purpose. And that spirit continues today as we welcome our students back. We want joyful spaces. Our dedicated staff are prepared and ready to serve, ensuring that every child feels welcome and supported. And we're just truly excited for a great year.
And for those that don't know, last Tuesday, teachers and staff are preparing for this special day. That said, when it comes to students, I know safety is primary, and I was impressed that Pittsburgh Public Schools employing this AI, artificial intelligence camera technology, to help ensure safety around school buses.
Absolutely. We just want our students to be safe, and we want motorists to stop for the buses. It's the law, but certainly we want our students to be safe. We don't want any tragedies or even fatalities. And so we're just asking our motorists to stop for our students and to keep them safe.
Dr. Walters, what are you looking forward to most in the coming academic year?
I think for me, it's always the faces of the students on the first day, the joy that they have, the excitement. And yes, there is some anxiety. But really, one of the things that I want to highlight is our new campaign, Get the Facts. Because we're inviting families and the broader community to discover the full story of the numerous opportunities, resources, supports, and joy happening every day across the Pittsburgh Public Schools. And so we see this as the perfect way to launch the year with transparency, excitement, and a clear message that our students come first and we're second to none in the region.
We're with Pittsburgh Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Wayne Walters. That said, Doctor, I know there's always an effort to increase the quality of test scores. What has been done to ensure that you're moving in the right direction?
Absolutely. Student outcomes are the focus of any school district. And so the work that we do, the preparation that we invest in our staff, is really for them to show up for their best, as their best selves, as we educate the students of Pittsburgh. So we're pretty excited about that as well.
And where will you be? I know on the first day of school you kind of move around, but where will you be first this morning?
So I start my morning off at Lincoln, and then I go to Westinghouse, and I'll be at Obama, and the SciTech and a variety of other places. So I'll be all over today, just greeting students, sharing excitement with staff, and just wishing for a great 25-26 school year.
Dr. Watke, are there any new academic programs you'd like to tell us about?
Oh, certainly. This year we have our new ethnic studies course. It's a graduation requirement beginning with the class of 2028. It's a focus on local history and identity. And we had a custom textbook developed with education elements, and it's offered to seniors at all high schools. We have a great arts partnership with the Carnegie Museum of Art, where students will be able to have guided tours of collections and exhibits. For gifted education, we have a new course equipping all staff to support gifted students. And our middle school educators had an opportunity through a generous donation from Huntington Bank to visit the Ron Clark Academy, where they are launching the middle school house model, to really build capacity and joy and ownership of academic outcomes in their middle schools. So lots happening in Pittsburgh Public Schools. Those are just a short list, but many great things happening.
Are you going to be wearing your signature bow tie today, Doctor?
Absolutely, without fail.
Well, we appreciate you squeezing us in. You do have a busy schedule. Thank you, and all the best this school year.
Thank you so much, Larry.
Welcome back, Dr. Wayne Walters, superintendent of the Pittsburgh Public School System.
Yeah, I would be pumped too, Larry.
Yeah, he's, by the way, he assumed the role for about 10 months, and then it was made official August, 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So he was part of the system. So he kind of knew what was going on, which is really important as opposed to somebody coming in from outside. He kind of had a running start.
Yeah, today's a big day in your family, school-wise. Your son's
he's
a teacher in the Pittsburgh Public Schools, right?
Yeah, and excited about today, meeting the students, the class, their anticipation. You know, so it does come with a lot of excitement and some anxiety too.
Sure.
It's emotional roller coaster for parents, for kids. It's a big set of days.
And it's a big adjustment schedule wise as well.
Yeah. So everybody's kind of readjusted, and this will be the schedule as you go through the school year. So many people, we welcome you back.
They're off to a smoother start than the students are in Philadelphia, because SEPTA, cut back 32 bus routes and cut service by 20% on Sunday because of the budget deficit they're dealing with. They're a little bit ahead of the schedule that we've heard about from PRT, but first day of school in Philadelphia with dealing with that, huh?
And how would you like to find out on Sunday?
Yeah.
And for a lot of families, trying to figure out that transportation is critical.
Yeah.
So you've got a major issue there.
I don't know. You know, how many students in Philadelphia ride SEPTA buses rather than school buses? But I would assume it's a really big number.
And same in the city here. So hopefully that's not a harbinger of what happens here. Hopefully they get that figured out.
Yeah, they get a passive budget because the budget includes, $600 million over a couple of years for not only SEPTA but also PRT.
All right, we get the students, teachers, everybody back to school. How about the lawmakers? Listen for The Drive at 5, top stories driving the week's news weekdays with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. This fall-like weather pattern won't last, but I don't know that many people will complain.
I certainly won't. This is my kind of weather coming this week.
Yeah, Aaron, over the weekend, I'm sure you were out and about. It was hot.
It was warm. I had a very, very chill weekend, one of those where you don't have too many plans. And like Paul, I was excited for the start of this week because this is my kind of weather through and through.
Yeah, so no temperature. Looks like we'll get higher than 75. This is, early fall temperatures after we've had pretty hot summer. And I was walking past North Park Pool and thinking, this is it. I think coming up, it used to be the Labor Day weekend would be the last, for the public pools. Sometimes they have to close early because the lifeguards go back to school,
Yeah, kind of hard to run a pool without those.
Yeah, were you ever a lifeguard?
Oh, no.
Same. Stole the words right out of my mouth.
All right, over the weekend, this came up, pet names. If you're going to pick up Luna from pet daycare, chances are you may need to be more specific. That's because it's the top name given to both dogs and cats in more than 20 states, according to Trusted House Sitter Survey. Who are these people?
Is Gizmo on the list?
Let me see. If you think naming your furry creature after food makes them unique, there's Olive or Pepper.
Mm-hmm. Those are pretty common.
Twilight continues to be a dominant force, and Bella and Jasper are the top two literary-inspired names for pet owners. Now, you had Poncho.
Yeah, Poncho and Ginger.
Ginger?
The Ginger name. I liked how Ginger got her name from her foster family because she didn't have a name. They found her. She was a stray wandering around outside Toledo. And when they got her, my foster home, they give all their dogs a movie star name. And so she named her after Ginger Rogers.
Oh, the dancer.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. You don't have a pet, Erin.
I don't, but I've had dogs growing up. One, her name was Belle, Cassie, my favorite, Buford. That's the most recent family dog, and I just loved that name.
I really like the name Gizmo for dogs for some reason.
That's a fun one.
The earliest dog I remember in growing up was, we had a beagle named Max that was cross-eyed. It was kind of weird. You didn't know what he was looking at.
Did he do the typical baying that beagles do? That odd bark, right?
Oh yeah. There's Copper and Tiki. Tiki was a little.
I like that name. I've never heard that.
Tiki's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, that's all I can remember after the trauma of having to clean up.
One of my friends named his cat Grisnack.
Grisnack?
You got it.
Wow.
I have no idea.
You see people in the park now. A lot of people like to walk their dogs naturally. And it's a magnet for other people. Like, other people want to meet your dog.
It amazed me how many people recognized Ginger who didn't know my name. In the neighborhood, you know? Oh, there's Ginger.
And what's his face?
Wow. Right, and what's his face?
She was the star of the show.
Oh, she was. At the one apartment we lived at, people just loved seeing her, especially during the pandemic.
Over the weekend, Pittsburgh was jumping. You had the Rockies in town. I saw a bunch of people with Colorado Rockies shirts
on. I was downtown on Sunday morning, it was, the bike event was jamming. I mean, there had to be several thousands of people participating in the, what was that, Pedal Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Yeah.
How about, you had fireworks on Friday night. You had this River Walk event. I guess it was an upscale thing. River Life put it on. You had all these people in town from Colorado. And then the fireworks lit up the night sky. And so did the Pirates. How about this? You're not going to believe this stat. The Pittsburgh Pirates currently have the most shutouts in Major League Baseball. Yeah,
I saw that yesterday. I did a double take when I heard it.
The next closest team, the Detroit Tigers. The Pirates have 16 shutouts, the most in Major League Baseball, which only goes to show.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
How good the pitching has been.
Yeah, really good pitching.
And it was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's nice to see Paul Skeens get a win.
Yeah, and a big standing O when he walked off the field in the seventh inning. That was slick. Hey, you know what else? Jared Triolo hit a homer on Saturday and another one yesterday.
Yeah, and he drove in some more runs.
I mean, he's red hot right now.
And we're going to talk to our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. This is a huge week for college football. College football gets underway. You've got Pitt, Penn State, West Virginia all in action. How about West Virginia's hosting Robert Morris? Pitt is hosting Duquesne. First time those two teams have played on the gridiron in 86 years.
Yeah, a trip in the football wayback machine. Wow. You're going to have a busy weekend, aren't you?
Yeah, busy weekend. And tomorrow, the NFL mandates that they got to make their cuts.
Yeah, down to 53.
So who gets axed? It'll be interesting because of the quarterback situation for the Steelers.
What's your prediction, Larry?
I think they're going to – this Skylar Thompson's kind of worked himself into the conversation, the quarterback they got from Miami.
And they have the option of putting Will Howard on the injured reserve, which would keep him in the fold without –
Right.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that might be what they do. So they'll keep Rudolph, Thompson, of course, Aaron Rodgers, and then put Will Howard and then see what develops. Maybe they trade one of the other two. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. That's
after the preseason that Skylar Thompson had, you would think that some teams who are looking for a backup would be very interested.
And high school football got underway. We had five big games with our second annual from Wolverina Friday and Saturday. Our team did a great job. We have really a talented group of guys that do that. Dan Zangrilli, Coach Johnny Lee, Donnie Football, Paul Alexander, Zovko. He's a really knowledgeable guy, and everybody that supports the effort. And then, of course, this sad situation on Saturday with the Aliquippa Junior High team and their school bus crash. Well,
you're just 10 minutes away from talking with the mayor in Aliquippa about all of that. We'll get the latest.
Yeah, we'll talk to Aliquippa Mayor Dwan Walker coming up right after Paul's update at 6:30. Welcome back. School students in the Pittsburgh public school system also joining other students who went back to class on different days last week. Central Valley, Chartiers Valley, Dara area, Still Rocks, and Hopewell area. Biggest news over the weekend, 9:50 Saturday morning, the school bus crash carrying junior high football players, coaching staff from Aliquippa. And joining us is the mayor, Dwan Walker. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Richard. How you doing? Thank you.
I know it has been an extremely stressful weekend. First and foremost, how are the kids? What are the conditions of those involved?
Oh, definitely blessed. Can't get a lot, specifics about details, but they beat up. They've been through some things, but definitely grateful that they're here. And we're not preparing for the worst. So right now, we're preparing for the best, and make sure we're offering them help and assistance and anything they need. And I think that's where we are right now. But we're appreciative of all the prayers, the support, the calls of love. And I mean, it's just a beautiful thing when the babies are involved, when the kids are involved, and how people show up and show out. And I think that's what humanity is about. I think that's what this world needs more of.
So how many people, Mayor, are still hospitalized? I know most of the students, fortunately, were seen at area hospitals and then released. But who remains at this point?
One and critical, and they're still, you know, critical but stable, I believe. And I think, you know, rest of them are just being seen by their, you know, personal doctors now. But that's what we're grateful for, with 28 people being on that bus, and, you know, and everybody was beat up a little bit. Everybody, you know, they checked out or had evaluations done on them. Like I said, I think there's a couple, but I, you know, just not to get into specifics about, you know, HIPAA and stuff like that. But yeah, we are grateful.
That said, I know there was a gathering Saturday night. People gathered mm-hmm. to pray, and then mm-hmm. what will occur this week for the students at Aliquippa?
Man, like I said, Dr. Woods and the school board and the staff at Aliquippa Elementary School and High Schools are making sure they have everything they need. The governor's office, Governor Shapiro, and you know, administrator from Chris DeLuzio's office, and Rob Matzy and everybody's been checking in and offering assistance. So we're hoping that the families have everything they need today at the school. Dr. Woods and them, he released a statement. So they'll be having people up there to talk to the whole day. And after that, the crisis center in Beaver County came through and offered assistance. So it's been all hands on deck to make sure, because what they saw will never be forgotten. And, you know, we want to try to fill up the memory bank with something other than what they saw and what they went through. So I got to applaud the families and the parents and, you know, the coaching staff on what they did. And I got to thank Economy Borough and Mayor Joanne and their chief and their fire department and all the fire departments who showed up and administered aid or offer assistance or transported some kids, man. I mean, this is, you know, what it should look like. This is what Beaver County looked like, you know, when we all come together and when we know we come together for a crisis, man. And I think this is something that you saw that day. I mean, even the school and the city and all the people involved in Aliquippa, you know, we all came together to try to make sure our babies were safe.
And we're with Aliquippa Mayor Dwan Walker. This occurred on Schaefer Road in Economy Borough on their mm-hmm. way to a scrimmage game. That said, one of the additional dangers was the power line issue. It's a miracle that didn't cause additional harm to the students, but understandably so, parents and those kids pretty traumatized.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, like I said, one was hurt critical and you know, and they saw that. So, I always tell people, I mean, this could have been worse. I mean, this could have been far worse than anybody could have thought with the power line, but with the bus almost rolling over, you know, and stuff like that. So, I mean, everybody should be grateful. We are truly grateful. There's always going to be time to point fingers and say things, but right now, you know, we're not preparing for any funerals. We're not preparing for, you know, for the worst. And I'm grateful to God for that. I'm just grateful for, again, the first responders and everybody involved, man, and the parents. And like I said, I would ask anybody just to keep praying for their families, keep praying for the young people that were involved and the coaching staff. Check on everybody. I mean, be intentional about it. Ask them how they're doing, if they need anything. We got a family, like I said, still in Children's Hospital, that she got to travel back and forth. The family got to travel back and forth to Pittsburgh and check on their loved one. And so any assistance, I posted on my Facebook page, and a lot of people are posting places. I mean, if you want to make any donations, you can go make it at the school. I'm assuming that the school will, you know, take phone calls and see what they can do to help out the junior high program. And Coach Sparrow, Coach Larry Walker, and Coach Vini. I mean, like I said, there were two coaches on that bus, too, and they were doing everything they can for the kids that they were coaching. And we've all, like I said, it's 2 degrees of separation in Aliquippa. We all grew up together. We all know each other. We all know a family. So this wasn't something that this was intimate. Everybody knew everybody. So this was personal. And you felt that it was personal because the way everybody responded, it was, like I said, it's what you dream of. It's what you want for the world to be.
And do we know what happened? I mean, it didn't seem weather related. It was a sunny morning.
We'll cater to the state troopers to reenact that. But obviously, if there was an accident, there was something involved, and we just got to get to the bottom of what it was. And I think the state troopers and the police involved, and we'll get to the bottom of that, and we'll hear those stories coming out soon enough. But like I said, the big story is that our loved ones are here, you know, and the parents are not crying. They're hurt and they're scared, and obviously so. But their babies are with them this morning, and they're waking up with them this morning, and they're going to school. And if they're not going to school, I mean, obviously the parents are going to the school to get some information if they need it, and you know, we'll insulate the school if there's anything that they need from us other than above what they're doing up there.
Mayor, appreciate your time to share the update, and thoughts and prayers are with you and your community. Thank you.
Well, Larry, I appreciate you so much, man. God bless you. You be safe.
Aliquippa Mayor, Dwan B. Walker.
Aliquippa is rallying around more than 20 people injured, most of them junior high football players, after Saturday's bus accident.
We're not preparing for the worst. So right now, we're preparing for the best. You know, make sure we're offering them help and assistance and anything they need. And
just talked to Aliquippa Mayor Dwan Walker moments ago. Some relief in the fact that it could, yes, have been much worse.
And after decades of effort, SEIU is organizing nurses at a UPMC hospital. It's McGee Women's in Oakland.
This may be a major breakthrough. They've been trying to get to this point for years, and it's not done yet. So we'll see. They have to negotiate and get a contract.
The vote was 57% in favor, 43% against. And four wins in a row for the Buccos.
The Pirates earn a three-game series sweep of the Colorado Rockies with a 4-0 victory Sunday afternoon at PNC Park. Paul Skeens with seven shutout innings. He walked none and struck out seven en route to the victory.
Walked zero. And we just shared this stat moments ago. The Pirates have the most shutouts in Major League Baseball. Go figure. They've got 16. The next nearest, the Tigers with 14, and the Tigers are one of the best teams
in
baseball.
Really good.
What does that tell you? Even if you're an amateur observer, that tells you the Pirates pitching staff is aces.
And absolutely. It was a total pleasure watching Paul Skeens pitch yesterday.
Oh, and over the weekend, we got our first look at Bubba Chandler, who was throwing 100-mile-an-hour fastballs. So he got a little taste and a big ovation from the crowd. Thanks, Paul. Much more to come.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.